views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and you are listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we have a very special show lined up for you today. My guest today is Tom North, and let me tell you a little bit about what we're talking about. This is a subject that is one that a lot of times we don't really want to go there. It brings up emotions for me as well, just because it's just such a tough topic. At the same time, what I'm excited about is that we are showing and bringing to you in this episode an incredibly powerful way to heal from things that you feel like you can never come out from underneath. And we have a guest today that's going to share his experiences and show you what he has found in his life that has changed his life, has saved his life, and it's incredible. Tom North, let me tell you a little bit now. He is an award-winning author and inspirational speaker. He tells the true story of a real-life Beardsley family. And if you're not familiar with the Beardsley family, I mean, if you grew up in the 60s, you would know who I'm talking about. But that is a movie. He is actually one of the children of the real Beardsley family. I'm going to let him go into the details with that. But there was a movie made back in the 60s that had Lucille Ball and Henry Fonda. And it was two families, two parents with 8 to 11 children. And they brought these families together. It was a huge combination. And, of course, in the movie, it was, you know, the perfect family. Tom's going to share a little bit of a different side of that and what happened and how he has healed, and it has probably been the most soul-ascending experience he ever thought he could have. He is a successful financial advisor, and he lives in Carmel now, and he's very happily married with his own family. So I want to welcome Tom North to the show. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Dr. Jen.
Now, I kind of laid the groundwork, but there was so much I could have just kept going. I don't even know if an hour is enough for this. But you have written your experiences and how you, and pardon the pun, but transcended through that using transcendental meditation. But first of all, let's explain why you wrote this book and how you have tied this and what happened, how this all came to light. I mean, the whole thing. I'm just going to let you go. Why did you write this book and put this out there? Because obviously, if you have all these children in the family, you're not the only one that was experiencing some things. And what happened?
That's correct. That's correct. So your question is, why did I write the book? And the book's title is True North, The Shocking Truth About Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Mm-hmm.
And Yours, Mine, and Ours, as you mentioned, is the movie that was made by Lucille Ball in 1960. She began making the film in 1965. It was released in 1968. And it was actually the fourth highest grossing film of 1968. And Lucille Ball won a Golden Globe for her role as Helen North Beardsley, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I wrote the book is because it was, as you can imagine, with Lucille Ball playing the role of Helen North Beardsley, the movie Yours, Mine, and Ours was funny, and it was heartwarming, and it was entertaining, and it was very successful. And unfortunately, it was 180 degrees the opposite of the experience of the children who grew up in that family.
Go ahead. That's just a shocker probably to people that remember the film if they didn't know about that.
Correct. You know, I have very close friends who, when they read my book, they said, I had no idea. And so what was happening is that the reason my mother, who had 8 children, married Mr. Beardsley, who had 10 children, is because when she met him, met his children, she saw 10 children living in terror for their lives. He was psychotic, and he was a dangerous person to be around. In fact, when Lucille Ball came to Carmel to visit and learn something about the role that she was going to play in the film, as actors often do, she met my mother and stepfather, and she almost immediately took my mother aside, and she said, you keep that man away from me. Because she picked up on his energy right away and wanted nothing to do with him.
Mm.
So she's a very, very... my impression of her was that she was extremely intelligent and very observant, and she saw what was going on in the household, and she wanted... there was nothing she could do.
Mm-hmm.
This was the 1960s, and... she knew what she needed to do. She had information to gather, and then she went back to Hollywood and made the film. So I wrote the book because the contrast between the public perception of Yours, Mine, and Ours and the fantasy that we as children were forced to promote all of our early lives was so dramatic. The contrast was so dramatic that I felt that story needed to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the book, there is a section, chapters 26 and 27, about the family therapy sessions that I took the family through. And during the family therapy sessions, which were wonderfully productive, several of us agreed never to support the fantasy of Yours, Mine, and Ours ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And in subsequent conversations with people, when they asked me how similar to real life was the movie, if it was appropriate, I would tell them the real story. And they would say, oh, that's a book. You just have to write a book. And I put that off for 20 years, hoping that someone else would write the book, because I considered it to be such a difficult book to write.
Right.
And I realized the only one who was going to write it was me. So I wrote the book.
Now, we're going to go to break here in a second, but where are you in the line of children? Oldest, youngest, in the middle? Where are you in this line?
I'm number 11 of the 20 children.
Of the 20. And so you were finding a way to bring your siblings into healing through the therapy sessions. Is that what you were saying? That you were helping
them? That's correct. Yes,
okay.
Jen, it really wasn't my idea. It was my brother's idea. He called me up in 1989, and he said, I'm such a mess. He said, I go through women like socks. I can't keep a relationship going. And 3 therapists have told me that my issues began in a family context, and they have to be resolved in a family context. So would you help me put together a family therapy session? And I said, consider the scale of what you're attempting to suggest here. I said, if we had 4 or 5 people in the family, that would be one thing. But 20 people in the same room trying to deal with issues if they wanted to avoid their whole adult lives. And he said, are you going to help me or not? And I said, Phil, I said, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, the beautiful thing is that many people being affected by it, and then they actually come around and they heal together is just I can feel just such a beautiful warming in my heart with that. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep going with this. We have Tom North, the author of True North, and this is about the shocking truth about the film in the 60s, Yours, Mine, and Ours. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we have a very special show today that's a bit on the tender side. It can feel emotional, but this is a very, very wonderful topic to bring up to show you the hope and possibilities if you have been experiencing something like this or you had in your past or you know somebody. This is an important topic. And we're talking actually about healing through child abuse. So we have with us today my guest, Tom North, and he is the author of True North, The Shocking Truth About Yours, Mine, and Ours. And if anybody from the 60s remembers that movie, Lucille Ball and Henry Fonda were the parents in that movie. Now, before we went to break, we were sharing a little bit about what you were experiencing, because you are a child of this, the real Beardsley family, or the North Beardsley family, and I know people that have gone through this. The biggest thing is hiding it from everybody so they don't know that there's something going on behind the closed doors. And what was that like for you? And can you share a little bit about the lying and hiding it, and what would happen if you said anything?
So what happened, Jen, is that the film, as I mentioned a moment ago, was very funny, and it was heartwarming, and it was very entertaining. And the public came to accept that the family was living some variation on the theme of the film, that we were all celebrities and that we were all fabulously wealthy from the movie and we were living happily ever after. Excuse me, but that wasn't the case at all. The fact was is that we were living a nightmare on a daily basis, and we never knew who the next victim of Frank Beardsley was going to be. And just to give you an illustration of that, there was a time when I came around the corner in the hallway and he was standing there, and he just knocked me across the room. And I got up and said, "Well, what was that for?" And he said, "Just for drill." And that's the kind of person he was. He was, in the words of my younger sister, he was an ultra-violent, alcoholic, misogynistic pedophile.
Wow.
So he had all the worst characteristics of a psychopathic personality. So my mother was intensely devoted to supporting the fantasy created by the movie, and we were threatened with physical violence if we were to tell anyone what was really going on in the house. And there was an anecdote, do you want me to share that we were talking about during the break?
Oh, absolutely. I think for listeners that have experienced this or relating to this story, I think it's important that they know what's going on here, because then we're going to share how you came through this and your healing.
And so we will do that. I just wanted to give your listeners just a sense of contrast.
Yes, absolutely.
Two of my sisters and I went to the local Catholic church to seek help. We were at our wit's end. We didn't know what to do, so we went to the church. And we spoke to the priest there, and we told him what was going on in the house, and he looked at me and he said, "Tommy," he said, "I want you to go home and apologize to your father for saying bad things about him. And I want to see you in church on Saturday morning, young man, to confess these sins." And so we knew at that point that we were sunk. We were lost, because there was no one who was going to help us. Mm-hmm. So the next day, my mother, when I came home from school, my mother called me aside and she said, "Young man," she said, "I have never been so embarrassed as when I received a call from Father Dudenay this morning." She said, "If you ever tell anyone what goes on in this household, it will be the last thing you ever do. Now get out of my sight." Mm. And that's how she felt about the image of the family, the public image that she was so desperate to support. So,
wow.
Go ahead, you had a question?
No, that's absolutely... I mean, that is a very good story that is a good analogy for other people to relate to, because, you know, this happens more than I think anybody ever knows, unless you've been there. And it's surprising, because if everybody's keeping all the secrets, they think they're the only one going through it. So it's very isolating to feel like you guys are the only ones going through this. Now, what was the turning point that really helped you start to shift out of this and truly heal?
So by the time I was in my mid-teens and late teens, I was a wreck. I was depressed. I was taking recreational drugs to self-medicate, and I was really a broken soul. What happened is that when I was 22 years old, a friend of mine introduced me to transcendental meditation, and we had actually been comparing. We were talking about shifts in consciousness as a function of taking psychotropic drugs. And we thought, there has to be some way to shift the consciousness without the chemical damage to the brain. And so my friend came home and he said, I found it. It's called Transcendental Meditation. So I went down to the local TM center and I learned to practice TM, and that was the beginning of my recovery.
That's beautiful. Can you, for listeners that aren't familiar with Transcendental Meditation, can you just give a quick description of what that is and, you know, what is that compared to other types of meditation so they know what we're talking about?
Sure. So TM, Transcendental Meditation, if we take those two words, Transcendental and Meditation, we can get a sense of what happens there from those two words. Meditation is thought. The two words are synonymous. Mm-hmm. And transcendental means to go beyond. Mm-hmm. So with Transcendental Meditation, which is a simple technique involving a sound called a mantra, we go beyond thought. And so we use a thought, that sound, that mantra, to go beyond that thought. And we take that thought to its source. And it is a thought is a vibration in the brain. Mm-hmm. So if you say your name, and if we just say Jen, and we take that thought, that idea in the head, in the mind, and we take it to its subtlest levels, it has a vibration. And so we can take that thought all the way to its source, which happens to be the source of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the source of love. It's the source of forgiveness. It's the source of healing. And it's the source of personal growth, because it's the source of everything.
Yep. Right. And is that, for someone new to meditation, is that difficult for them to learn?
So this is the wonderful thing about TM, is that it is so easy and natural and effortless. It's as easy as having a thought itself. And we know that having a thought is effortless.
Right. Yes, they just come in, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and I like that, and I like the way you explain that, because that took the intimidation of it out, because it's an immediate, oh, I don't think I can do that, my mind's too busy. And this can be a life-saving transitional thing when you start to go there, because now you're going to find that connection to everything and that love that you've been looking for your whole life, if you've gone through something like what you were going through, and shows you that there is something better than what you don't have to settle for that experience.
You know, I want to share, if you don't mind, an anecdote that comes from the book True North, The Shocking Truth, about yours, mine, and ours. And it's the very first day that I learned to meditate. I was so excited, and I felt like this giant weight had been lifted from my shoulders. And I went over to visit my younger brothers and sisters. I was 22. I had been living on my own since I was 17. And I went back to visit the kids who were still living in the Beardsley household. And my sister was going out on a date, and she looked very cute. And so I complimented her, and it stopped both of us. Because it was the first time I had given a compliment in my memory. And because a compliment was something that didn't happen in the Beardsley household. Mm-hmm. And she said, something's different about you. What has happened to you? And I said, well, this morning I learned to practice TM. And she said, well, I want to learn to practice TM. There's something that's better about you. And so she... Yeah, she did. She went and learned. And in fact, 11 of my family members went and learned to practice TM.
See, that's just beautiful to hear. Absolutely beautiful. And everybody has a different personality. I mean, households, you know, it's amazing if everybody's the same type of person. That usually doesn't happen. There's always, we have all of these different types of personalities coming together and trying to find a harmony and a balance in what you were growing up in, a disharmony. But this was bringing you together in a safe place, and it was peaceful. So that's beautiful. We are going to take a quick break again. I know, don't they come fast? I want to share a little bit when we come back about, you are the spokesperson for the CASA, organization. So when we come back, we're going to share a little bit about that. And everyone listening, this is an incredible show. So if you've just tuned in, be sure to get the archive on this one, because we are really bringing hope to the world with this guest, Tom North. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And my guest today is Tom North, author of the book True North. And it is about the shocking truth of the Beardsley North family that a very popular movie back in the 60s was about with Lucille Ball called Yours, Mine, and Ours. And he's been sharing the experience of what really was going on there. And he's also taken it. And he has put his passions and his love that he has found through transcendental meditation, which he was just sharing in the last segment, on how that was healing him and 11 of his brothers and sisters, which was really beautiful. And also, he is also the spokesperson for, he's the national sponsor of a group called CASA. And I wanted you to share a little bit about what CASA is doing for children. And how it's helping, is it more for education? Is it, what is it doing, and how are you helping with that?
So thank you for bringing that up, Jen. CASA stands for Court Appointed Spouse special advocates for children.
Okay.
And when children find themselves in the foster care system due to issues of domestic violence and child abuse, and they're taken away from their parents for their own safety, they end up in the foster care system. And so CASA is an organization, it's a national organization with hundreds of chapters all over the country. And these volunteers step in and advocate for the children to be sure that they get the care and the attention from the court system that they're entitled to. You know, there's so much bureaucracy in our governmental structure that it's easy for these children to be ignored or fall through the cracks, and CASA is a fabulous organization that advocates for these children.
That's beautiful. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, what are the health dangers of, you know, the trauma, the stress that come from child abuse and violence? I mean, that's why this is so important to bring it to light, because there are health dangers to all of this, right?
Well, now that's a really interesting point to bring up, because there was a study that was done in the 90s by the Center for Disease Control in conjunction with Kaiser Permanente Hospitals. And it was called the ACE study. Now, ACE is an acronym that stands for Adverse Childhood Experience. And they studied 15,330-something recipients of government-sponsored health care, and they surveyed them to find out the correlation between these adverse childhood experiences and adult-onset chronic disease.
Mm.
And what they found is that for those respondents to the survey that had more than three ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences, the incidence of adult-onset chronic disease for those respondents who were 40 years of age or older, the incidence of chronic adult onset disease was 100%.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, that's powerful, because that's the energy that the body is living in, the cells. I mean, that's everything that I understand in energy healing, because, you know, you heal the environment that physical body lives in, and you're going to have something else. And if it's holding all of this energy from what happened back in the time and hasn't released it, that makes perfect sense to me.
And it really illustrates the importance of stress management and dealing with those, what we call emotionally charged memories that reside in our physiology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really powerful. We have a website, and you had an offer that you wanted to share with the listeners. Where can they find the book, or where can they learn more about this, Tom? Where's your website?
So my website is truenorthbytomnorth.com. And on the website, if you purchase a book on the website, 10% of the proceeds of sale of the book go to CASA. We are a national sponsor of CASA, and so that's one of the ways that we support the organization. We are offering right now a 30% off on the book, and so there's a special offer here. So we've reserved 25 copies. So for the first 25 people who use the coupon number 71714, that's actually today's date, 71714,
mm-hmm.
they'll receive a signed copy, and they'll save over 30%, a savings of about $7 off the book.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, that's special code, everyone, 71714, and you will save 30% off a copy, a signed copy of the book, and 10% goes to the organization CASA to help the children. That's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. What would you say is the most important thing that would be, if someone is just now discovering that, wow, I need to start working on some things. They're an adult. You know, this is kicking in. They're relating to what we're talking about. What would be the first step you would suggest for someone like that?
You know, I wanted to relate that back to a point you brought up a little while ago in our conversation, and that is that adverse childhood experiences tend to leave people feeling ashamed and guilty and isolated. Mm-hmm. These detrimental emotions tend to isolate us, and you were talking about that a little while ago. And so my comment to people who feel that way is that you are not alone, is that we have so much in common as human beings. And that's one of them, is that is unfortunately many of us have had these isolating experiences. And there is something that we can do to put together the broken pieces of our lives and become happy, healthy, productive human beings, and in fact expand our awareness as we do so. And
absolutely.
That's the most important message of True North, the shocking truth about yours, mine, and ours, is that we don't have to remain isolated. We can heal ourselves, and we can become happy beyond our wildest imaginings.
Well, I love the title of your book, True North, because you found your true north. You found it. You found your true north. And
yeah.
and it's a beautiful title for the meaning of what the whole book's about. And honestly, with what I do with energy healing, and I'm very much about that, I really believe we can heal if we ignite that within. As you were going through your healing process over the years, as you started to shift into something else, did you find your own health improving?
Well, I did. You know, when I was 22 years old, I went to the doctor for a physical because I felt so bad. And he said, I was 22 years old. He said, you have the body of an out-of-shape 40-year-old. Mm-hmm. I had two hernias and an ulcer. And so he said, whatever you've been doing, you've got to stop. And I was still helping the family. Mm-hmm. And so that was a transitional year for me, that age of 22, because I quit the family business. I was making donuts. And there's a whole chapter in the book about the donut shop. And so I quit making donuts, and I learned to practice TM, and I stopped doing drugs, and I began healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that process never ends.
It doesn't. No, you're right. No, it doesn't. And I really wanted you to address that, because that is huge for people. When you shift it around and you change, and the meditation is going to be a very powerful part of the healing process, not just the physical part of it, but the mental, the emotional, the whole that makes up who you are, all of it. And I wanted you to share that, because I know you had to have had a health improvement physically if you have done all of this. And over the years, the happiness just keeps growing from what I can feel from you. You keep building on what you already have achieved.
And the more we expand our sense of that contact with our own essential nature through meditation, because that's really what's happening when we meditate, is we make contact with our own essential nature, which is love. Mm-hmm. We are all in our essence, we are love, and so we tap into that every time we meditate. And so day by day, little increments at a time, we build a baseline of happiness, and the word I use is bliss, because it's really beyond happiness, and we share that with others, and we begin to connect with that which is blissful in other people.
That's beautiful.
And every time we do that, people are reminded who they are in their essential nature.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up, and we're going to just you know, continue on with this incredible, inspirational offer of hope to the world through transcendental meditation with Tom North. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-B-INTUIT.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and my guest today is Tom North, author of the book True North, The Shocking Truth About Yours, Mine, and Ours. And boy, he's been really sharing. And, you know, I was thinking on the break, Tom, that, you know, the freedom in finally just not being afraid to do something about it. And when you mentioned, and I want to share that with the listeners, you mentioned how you had the book signing when it came out, and you had so many people, and two of them were from the family, and how it was helping everyone. And that's what I want to bring up. When you speak up, even though a lot of people in the family, you don't know that. You don't know how many people in a family may be hiding, not saying anything. And then if you're the one that's doing that, it can feel isolating when you're by yourself for a bit. But actually, you are helping, and not just your own, but other families. So I wanted to share that with them. And anything you want to add to that, Tom?
Yeah, what we were talking about off the air was that during the book launch a year ago, two of the audience members were cousins of the Beardsley family, and they came up to me and said that when they were children and Frank Beardsley would come to visit their home, they would run and hide because he creeped them out so bad. And they said, you know, we are so happy that you wrote this book, because this isn't just about you. This is about all of us, and thank you for writing this book. And what I've experienced in the year since the book has been in the public domain is that people come up to me and they say, you know, there's something in your book that I really related to, and then they share their experience and how their healing journey is going and how the reference in the book to their experience was so transformational for them. And it's a little bit different for each person. And that's what's so amazing to me, is that each of us has a little different take on our own path of growth. But there's something in True North, the shocking truth about yours, mine, and ours for everyone.
Absolutely. And when you were describing that just now, what I was seeing, I do that. I get a lot of that visual stuff. And it was beautiful, because what it's doing is reconnecting each of us back into the whole that we're connected to.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, we're relating. It's like I see the grid, or and you're tapping back in. We felt disconnected in the isolation if you went through something like this, or if you felt like you were the only one, and or you feel discouraged, like you have no way out. That feeling of being trapped, like there's no way out, or and this is it, that can be very depressing. And that's not the truth. The truth is, you can find your way out. You can find a way, and everybody has a unique way. And Tom has done that in the book, sharing what he's experienced. And just like you said, Tom, people started to share their experience, and now it's connecting all the dots together and bringing the love back into it. And I love that. So thank you, Tom, for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I had someone I've known for many, many years. He read the book, and he came back, and he said, you know, he said, thank you for this, because I now understand my relationship with my father in a way that I hadn't before. And so that was his take on it.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit different angle for each person, but it connects us to our common humanity.
Now, how long did it take you when you started the transcendental meditation technique? How long did it take you before you started to feel the difference? I mean, you've been doing it for a while now, but when you first started,
it was immediate.
And
that's the remarkable thing about TM, is that the effects of the experience are almost immediate. And I want to give you a very modern example of that. I am a member of the Carmel Rotary Club, and there's a woman who is also a Rotarian who came up to me 2 weeks ago, and she said, you know, I read your book, and I went and I learned to practice TM, and that was about 6 weeks ago. And she said, and so this was 2 weeks ago she was telling me this, and she said, this morning in my meditation, I felt that I had reached out and touched the face of God.
Mm.
And I thought, oh my, she's had a powerful experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. And the tone in her voice was just so inspiring and so remarkable. And that's what happens when people, and she's only been practicing TM for 6 weeks. And then she had this remarkable transformative experience in her meditation.
Well, it's very freeing. There is no, it's not like do it this way, do it that way. It's finding your own way through connecting and not avoiding who you really are.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so that's a fairly common experience, and that's the power of TM, is that it affects people immediately with their very first meditation. And the benefits are cumulative.
See, that, and it can only get better, and you build on top of that. So when you take all of the energy, focusing on what was, or how bad it is. You could take all of that energy and start with even 5 minutes of something and start to shift it, and it can be dynamic and keep building on it. Just keep building on it and move it forward. So I absolutely love that. Let's give the website out again.
Okay.
And your special, and your 30% that you were talking about. Let's do that again.
Right, sure. So the website is truenorthbytomnorth.com, and you can buy the book wherever books are sold, but you can also buy it on the website. And if you buy the book on the website, we have a special offer. We've reserved 25 copies. So for the first 25 people who use the coupon number 71714, that's today's date, 7/17/14, you'll receive a signed copy, and you'll save over 30% on the price of the book, and that's a savings of about $7.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, everyone, you want to go check that out. There's only 25 signed copies, and you're going to be helping a wonderful organization as well, and you'll get a discount, and you're on your way to healing. There is hope in the world. Never let anyone tell you there isn't any hope, because there's always hope. Tom, I want to say thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your story and how you have transformed your life, and it's very inspiring and very encouraging to help others.
Dr. Jen, it's been a pleasure to be on your show, and I thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. We've been happy to have you here. Beautiful, beautiful to hear about you and your siblings that are healing and all the people that your book is helping. For those that, if you're just tuning in and you want to hear the entire episode, be sure to go grab the archive. It should be available in the next day or so over on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I also have all of the show links on my website, JenRoyster.com, and please do come over. We do have plenty of guided meditations over there. Let me know what you think. If you have anything you want to add to this or any comments, if you're listening to the archive, we always want to hear from you. And as always, I am sending everyone much love and many blessings for your own journey. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.